You're moving around, kind of complaining some, but you got more Z's than a lot of us.
Did you say Z's or dizzies?
I prefer Z's. Honestly, I don't really want... He was sitting behind me, so I prefer the Z's. I don't... Z's are contagious, I guess, to a certain degree.
Yeah.
Okay.
Z's are dizzies.
I guess if you yawn, that's contagious in a way, sort of like a disease.
Yeah.
But one of them you want, the other one you don't really.
Ah, do you really want to yawn? It's kind of like, meh.
Well, if it's like time to go to bed, I feel like that's the memo. It's like, let's get to bed. I'm going to yawn at you. Yeah, you're going to yawn at me. Now we're going to go to
sleep. If it's a 9:30 meeting at work and someone's yawning, that's not really putting you in a good place, you know?
True. This is a really useful discussion that we're going to have to get back to later. Hey, listeners, what's up? We got a Cool Air in the building. Your hosts, Joe Breeze, Rubber Band Man, and Horse. We were reminded by our horde of listeners last week that we hadn't actually introduced ourselves in a while. So that's who we are. And we are three anonymous players from the DC Prees, giving you recaps of games that have happened in the past and previews of games that will happen in the coming weeks. Where are we right now? I guess it's the middle of May. We played five games. We're 3-2. Since we last talked, we beat Ottawa, beat New York, and lost to Toronto. So I guess we'll go through those games and then answer Yahoo Answers, as we always do, because that's the whole point of this show, if we're being honest. So, do Joe Breeze or Rubber Band Man want to give a recap of the Ottawa game?
I think they deserve a lot of credit for playing hard the whole way. We just experienced more recently how tough it can be to take that long bus ride, get off the bus, and be ready to play four quarters. They were strong the whole way, hit a couple of really nice deep shots, including some big, I remember some 50, 55-yard hammers for goals in that game that, you know, seemed to take the wind out of the sails of the D on our side. But we were able to hang in and build the lead. I don't know. RB, you got anything else?
Yeah. I think that about sums it up. A couple of monster hammers. I don't really remember much else from the game.
Coming from Octorloni and Alexander, or people we hadn't seen before?
It seemed like Octorloni was the one who was launching the hammers.
Yeah, he's got a hammer, if I recall correctly. Well, yeah. Anyway, we won that.
We had that mixed success against Alexander. When he played well, their offense looked really good. Right. When we were able to throw something at him he wasn't ready for, that really helped us a lot to, you know, get some breaks and build the lead.
Yeah, he's a very slick player. Cool, yeah. So we won that to take us to 2-1. Then the next week we had another home game against New York, and in classic New York fashion, we won by one. We were up by a bit in the middle of that game, right? Like three points, 4 points?
Yeah, and I think they took a lead at one point, had a big run.
Right.
Rubber Band Man had the best quote about this at the end of the game, about our contractual obligations with them.
What was that?
It just seems like the, you know, the way the ADL has it is that to build a natural rivalry between us, it's always going to be a 1 point game.
Oh, you mean possibly the extra money we get on the side for making sure that the game is within 1 point at the end?
Yeah, I don't get any money for that. Maybe other anonymous players do.
New York, always fun games. Sean Keegan, very spirited on the sideline. Just always good to lend out a helping hand to old teammates and new. Just generally positive life force going on there.
I'm too very active on the sideline.
Yeah, it's always a great reminder of how good of a teammate Sean was. And
just a truly remarkable teammate. Jeff Radish, I thought, played pretty well. He got the number of Ds he was supposed to do, I think, three.
He did play well. Is that how you say his name?
Yeah. Just plant him in the garden. He's going to bring you some D's, honestly. He's a fun guy to watch. I'm glad nobody hucked it to me while he was on me.
Yeah. Jeff Wilson.
Babbitt. He played for UMass a few years ago. Cool. I don't know. Anything else to add to New York? I feel like recapping three games at a time, we kind of got to skate through them. But it was fun. I don't know. Big plays. They were missing Kotcher. They were missing Keegan and some other people. So I bet they'll be pretty spicy by the end of this season, and those will be fun matchups again.
I would say had a couple new deep throwers that we weren't expecting.
Good-looking
deep shots from guys that we hadn't seen that from in previous years. So something to be aware of.
Yeah, they're deeper than I was expecting, especially missing some of the, you know, quote-unquote top players that they had coming in from out of state. It's definitely a multi-horse race at this point for the East. It's just who's going to get home field in the first round and then in the second round. We're in a fight. It'll be exciting. So then the next week, I guess we went up to Toronto, and that was, I'd say, not our best game of the season. Is that a fair assessment?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, if we're ranking it, I'd put it below some of our other games, probably.
Yeah, I would agree. You know, we talked about on our first episode how tough it is to, make a trip, get on a long bus ride. I felt like our bus ride, about half of it occurred within the Toronto city limits. I don't know if you guys felt that way.
It really did feel that way.
We were making progress and then just got stuck in traffic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That wasn't the best. At least one person on the bus had a stomach ache by the time we got to the fields. Not going to name any names, but... No, Alan, we can hear you. Yeah, we can hear you. You're getting through. Listeners, like we're recording on Google Hangouts across the big city of Washington, D.C. right now. So the quality might be low, and we might not even be recording. So let's call this a 50-50.
Every fair with us. It's part of our fledgling sponsorship with Google, so we're going to work out.
They never got back to us, but you got to think they're always listening. Because they are, and it's just a matter of if our signal was enough of a signal and enough of not a noise.
I mean, maybe this is an opportunity for one of Google's competitors, you know, because got so many competitors in this space. What was I going to say? I had something to say about a couple minutes ago, but...
You weren't feeling well on the bus, or... one person wasn't feeling well on the bus, and it seemed like you were about to advocate for that person.
Oh. Yeah, no advocation here.
Yeah, I think that's fair. So
I think the trouble started when we got to Wegmans and there was no hot bar food.
It was pretty crazy that Wegmans didn't have food for us to pick up. We wanted lunch. Just because it was that early in the morning doesn't mean they shouldn't have hot bar food.
I mean, it was something I was looking forward to since... I learned about it.
I mean, Daryl sent out a really tight set of logistics early in the week. He highlighted that we were going to Wegmans at this point in time, and we got there and just didn't get what we expected. So I think we started off the whole trip on a bit of an odd foot. Okay, but we go up there. I think if anything, this trip hammered home to me more than it ever had been before that it's hard to travel. And how important home field is, or stealing games on the road, or I guess protecting home field at the same time. So, you know, during the regular season, protecting home field so that you have a better shot at getting it in the playoffs, or potentially getting a steal on the road so that you can achieve the same ends. And I guess I'd never felt the disadvantage as much as I had in that game. Did you guys feel anything similar, or was that just kind of a personal on the horsey while he's galloping around the field?
No, definitely agree. I don't want to blame it all on Wegmans. Certainly didn't help. But, you know, again, you know, getting in the field with limited time, you know, shorter than our normal warm-up did kind of put us, I think, in a hectic mind state. I think it was a good bonding, shared experience for the team. We were all, you know, stayed positive throughout the game, even as we went down and it seemed like the game was slipping out of reach. I felt good for the most part about how teammates stuck together, kept encouraging each other. Right. So hopefully it's just something we can build from.
Well, to make sure that it's not coming across as putting it on the bus, they straight up whooped us. They stomped us. It was not close until, you know, about midway through the third, and then they pulled away again. They definitely gave us a cracking that hopefully we turned into something good. What were you saying, Rubber Band Man?
No, just to get back to complaining.
Oh, perfect.
An important component of this segment, it seems.
We honestly did enough not complaining. Let's complain for a bit right now. This is the complaining space. We got 60 seconds plus.
Right. Well, listeners don't know that.
There's tons of things that we can say, but,
Yeah, we were in Canada. We were north of the territory that we're familiar with. We didn't speak the language. I don't know.
I can point to one instance where there was a young fan with a rush... probably a t-shirt, maybe a Mark Lloyd jersey. And he was giving high fives to all the Rush players. So I was walking by. I wanted to give him a high five, and he didn't.
I saw that. That kid punked you hard.
You know?
That got me out of sorts. It was such a harsh reality.
I still don't have the words for it.
Yeah.
You know, it's disappointing to that Canadian stereotype, right? Of people that are just a little mean, a little more grumpy towards outsiders.
They never take it back. They never apologize. Just generally, sorry is not in the vocab. Well,
in all seriousness, before we close this out, I do just want to give a shout. Another kind of tragic moment of the game was when Anonymous Breeze player, names aside, Matt Kerrigan, our very own Cutter, number 87, took a big hit, has an issue now with his shoulder, and is getting checked out this week.
Yeah, that's a loss.
Yeah,
that's a really good point. Matt might not be able to play, at least for a bit, and maybe the rest of the season, so we got our fingers crossed for him.
Matt, either of you guys, Horse or Rubber Band Man, want to make any other comments on that, or...?
Not on Matt, although we are thinking of him. I think, I don't know, let's end it on a high note. Who played well? Swift had that sweet play at the end where he faked out a double team, and then later in the point threw like a 50-yard hammer to the breakside I'd never seen him throw before. That was pretty good. Anybody else?
Shields had a break near the end.
Yep, Shields had a good goal. Cool.
Fire had a couple of good throws in there.
He did. I thought Nate looked good. I thought Nate definitely looked good. It'll be exciting to see where he goes. Cool. So we went 2-1 in that stretch since we last spoke, and now we are 3-2. We're 3-2. Next week we play Montreal, another Canadian team, at home, I hope. We talked a lot about Frisbee, so I don't know. It'll be a good game. They've won some games. Let's win that game. unless anybody else wants to say something about Montreal.
No, that's fine.
Yeah, I feel like that's a fair assessment for now.
Budget for today.
Okay, cool. So we have about 5 minutes left. If we want to slam this out in less than 20 minutes, which is always our goal here at Cool Air, Joe Breeze, Rubber Band Man, are you ready to go into the Yahoo Answers zone?
Let's do it.
Okay. Question number one is evolutionists. Or wait, actually, sorry. This comes from Society and Culture, Religion and Spirituality. And you can see, because evolutionists, how come animals have not evolved to fly around outer space outside the atmosphere of Earth?
Great question.
I pitch myself as an evolutionist, but that's a tough one to answer, honestly. I mean, you can give it something, but does anybody have, you know, a tangible answer?
I consider myself an amateur evolutionist. Is that the word they use? Evolutionary?
I think it's just addressing all evolutionists. Nothing, no qualifier in front of it.
I guess there'd have to be some reason for the animals to have an advantage by going up there, right? Up into the outer space.
Mm-hmm. So, like, what niche would they be able to carve out? What food would they be able to get, or survival would be afforded to them by escaping to outer space? Okay, I agree.
Also, we may have some indications that there may be life outside of our atmosphere already, right? So it's possible that the premise of this question is not.
Yeah.
Well, to me, it seems like the answer is that people really have evolved to getting to that point, don't you think?
I don't think that. I think that I agree with Joe Breeze that it is predicated on thinking that definitely animals haven't left. And they might have. There is proof, potentially, of, you know, organic compounds outside of the Earth.
Wait a minute, wasn't that monkey the first animal to go into space, even before humans did?
I think so. The USSR beat us there.
So if you think the monkeys evolved to become the appropriate experiment animal for humans to send into space first, and that's how they got there, then maybe that's your answer.
Does that mean that the monkey is the most evolved of all species since it was the first to jump off the rock?
I mean, if we're not monkeys, we probably aren't able to answer that.
I think we'll pull in some sort of monkey to answer this question. The best answer is harsh again. Best answer from question mark. Oh, this guy shows up again, or girl. Question mark, who was on an earlier episode. Apparently this is a legendary Yahoo Answers user. The best answer is, are you American or something? Question mark. Fuck. Dang.
What's the date on that? Is that a recent?
It's not recent. I think Yahoo Answers might not generate as much content as it used to, because we've been living in the past on a lot of these. This one was 6 years ago.
All right. Let's not spoil it for our fans. We can just keep doing whatever is available on there.
That's true. Okay, next question. In entertainment and music polls and surveys, is food good?
Wait, so hold on. Can you read the first part again?
In entertainment and music, polls and survey section, the question is food good?
Oh, that's the whole question?
Don't demean this question. They want the answer.
You set me up for a long one. I'm ready for my answer.
And?
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah. Rubber Band Man?
I think it is for the most part.
I wonder who's seeing this and answering no, or what led this person to ask this question this late in their life, because their avatar looks kind of old, like maybe 30.
Like, did you also say this was in the entertainment and music section?
Entertainment and music, which I think was worth highlighting, because I don't see how this has anything to do with that.
that was the part that initially confused me.
Oh, I mean,
and maybe it's like a band or something.
Yeah.
Or a movie.
Yeah, I guess there's no quotes around it, but it could be like metaphorical food that is some kind of music term that we're not familiar with. Let's chalk it up to that. I'll do some more research. I still don't know how to see this person's name.
Of course, if you went to the movie theater, I want to hear Rubber Band on this too. Went to the movie theater, the movie you wanted to see was sold out, and there was a showing of a movie called Food. No other context. What do you think? Do you go in or do you try some other option?
Well, is it good?
You don't know.
Have I already?
What's the Rotten Tomato score look like? I think I would go because I believe that food is good. I am very much in the camp of that.
Is there a best answer for this? Did you already mention it?
The best answer from Steven is sure. Cool. So we're getting up on the end. We didn't talk about Blood Good. Cool, Blood Good's cool. He wasn't good at Mafia. Neither was Agan. One thing I wanted to address is that Rubber Band Man, do you want to print a retraction on saying how good Blood Good was compared to Max? Because Hot Air called us out, and Max Castle on there said that he was the best Mafia player on the team. I think you should just defend Blood Good.
Yeah, I mean, I think Max maybe has one game where he was okay, and I don't think he has truly the body of work that Blood Good's put together.
The rest of it was just luck.
He also just doesn't have a good name. I mean, oof.
Yeah, if you spelled his last name differently, it'd be a little better, probably. Homophonically, it sounds great, though. Like Castle. I mean, his first name is whatever, but like Castle's solid. If you see it in writing, it's not quite as good. It's just straight up Blood Good, but there's some potential there.
Either way, he needs to be a little bit more humble about his abilities, and then maybe he'll get recognized.
If anything, claiming that you're that good at Mafia is only going to get you killed earlier in the games. It's like how whenever we play board games with Astro, he just gets killed in the first two rounds because everybody knows he's too good, so why let him stick around?
Right, and then he's been less enthusiastic to try to play.
I feel bad, honestly, because Stro doesn't play nearly as many board games anymore because we just kill. He's just the insta-kill, right? Like, if you want to have a chance to win the game, you kill Stro first. So I guess it's fun for everyone else. Not quite as fun for our big-headed friend, though.
People are definitely happy when they're uniting around a common enemy with a huge head.
True. And last thing, Greg Esser, if you're listening to this, we are not Toronto Rush players. Just because we haven't come out and identified ourselves does not mean we play for that Canadian team. Rubber Band Man wouldn't get along with Shooter Hastings, that's for sure. I felt there was a little bit of a tiff going on there last weekend.
Oh, no, we would.
You would? Well, I wouldn't.